From the studios at Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudath on Idaho Matters. If you thought the last couple of days of thunderstorms were unbelievable, just wait. The National Weather Service in Boise says we're going to have afternoon and evening thunderstorms through next Tuesday. The storms could come with more heavy rain, hail, gusty winds, possible flooding, and the forecast covers a wide area from Malheur County in Oregon to the West Central and Boise Mountains to the Treasure and Magic Valleys. And our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, decided to find out why we're getting all this weird severe weather. Let's take a listen.
Stephen Parker is a senior meteorologist at the National Weather Service office in Boise. Stephen, I guess we have to start with last night. My goodness, the ferocity and the sudden nature of the storm. What happened?
We had storms develop east of Boise in the mountains, beginning really shortly after noon, and they slowly worked their way west towards the foothills. By about 4 o'clock, they were just coming off the foothills. They sent what we call an outflow boundary out. The rain-cooled air from the storm, it's very dense, it's cold, so it races out away from the storms. I think most of your listeners have experienced that many times in their lives. Mm-hmm. That came through Olivetta County, headed over into Canyon County, wind gusts 40 to 50 miles per hour with that. But then as the storms themselves actually collapsed coming off the foothills, that developed the strongest winds from what we can tell. There's a mesonet site, which means a mesoscale network site, observing site over near Idaho State, and they had a measurement to 58 miles per hour.
Wow.
And as that storm was collapsing, and a good number of trees went down from reports that we had and images that we saw on various local media. And then another very strong storm developed just south of Boise, and that occurred right around 5:20, 5:30 in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. And that storm impacted Cuna and sent some strong winds down towards Melba, and then that headed off into extreme southeast Canyon County. So just one thing after another. And when we get into the summer like this, we're not quite in meteorological summer technically yet, but we see storms that develop on these outflow boundaries with a great deal of frequency, and that's what that second storm down near Cuna was. It developed right behind the outflow boundary that the first batch of storms had sent out, and that had a lot of lightning with it, a lot of very heavy rain, and another kind of a strong wind burst for that part of the area.
Well, I've got my fingers and toes crossed, and I must be honest, I'm a little afraid to ask, but what do we have in store for today or the next couple of days?
Well, we are expecting some more storms today. Storms over the mountains, in fact, have the potential for flash flooding a day. I know a lot of folks the last 2 days have experienced some flooding, even in the cities.
Right.
But over the higher terrain, the threat is always a little bit higher because of the way the water can kind of funnel down through those valleys, and the terrain can exacerbate flooding problems. Either in low-lying areas or the mountains, we could see ponding of water again, but the danger to human life, which is why we would put out a flash flood watch, that'll be up in the mountains mostly. Down here in the valley, it'll be more what we call nuisance flooding, ponding on roads, inconvenience-type things. But the amount of moisture we have in the atmosphere right now is well above normal. It's been that way for several days. It looks like it's going to continue on until about Tuesday of next week.
Wow.
So we have a chance for thunderstorms every afternoon right on through the weekend and early next week, and any of those storms could come with some pretty heavy rain.
Stephen, I'm certain I'm not the first to ask about this, and, you know, we report so much about climate change. That said, how extraordinary is this, or how seasonal is this?
What we're experiencing now is a little bit unusual. It's not that unusual, though. We get these heavy rainers every summer, early to midsummer. I remember a storm back in June of 2005, and that washed out all the landscaping right in front of a restaurant I was going to take my family to that afternoon. Over an inch of rain in, 20 minutes that afternoon. So this has been going on for quite a while. I don't believe we can tie this to climate change in particular, this event. It's not that unusual. And the amount of research required to tie an individual event to climate change is something that we don't typically do in an individual weather office. That's more of the research community that would answer a question like that.
One for the history books.
Indeed, yes.
Yeah. So, Stephen, I'm adamant about keeping in touch, and I noticed that you have a really robust Twitter feed. You're on all different social media. What can you recommend? Obviously, we send out as much information as possible, but to the layperson, what can you recommend, especially in the next few days, to keep in touch in an hour-to-hour basis?
Well, I mean, that, obviously, you've hit on some of the main things already. We do try to stay active on Twitter and Facebook, and yet we do consider those unofficial communication sources. So we have a direct feed of any advisories, watches, warnings that we might issue. That's certainly the best way to get something that we feel is important for you to know. Otherwise, if you there are a lot of free radar apps out there, you can look at yep. radar imagery in real time.
It is about real time, though, right? Because these are rather sudden.
Yeah, these storms, when it finally decided to come out of the mountains yesterday and down into the valley, it happened pretty rapidly.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's important to keep up minute to minute. Obviously, if you wait until you hear the lightning, hear the thunder from the lightning, of course, you can still, you know, call up your app then, come to our website, see if we've issued any products that are of a heightened alert kind of product. It's a little bit difficult to stay up on it for everybody so busy these days, you know, how life is. But it is really important when we get these types of storms. Anybody heading into the mountains today or tomorrow, a NOAA weather radio can be very useful when you're headed out into the mountains. If you have one of those, we try to broadcast, we cover a lot of the mountain areas with that broadcast, and any warning that we put out will come out instantly on that type of a radio.
Great, great advice. Stephen Parker is a senior meteorologist at the National Weather Service Office in Boise. For this day and every day, thank you for what you do, and thanks for giving us some time.
It's always a pleasure to speak with you. Have a great day.
Thanks, Stephen.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
From an Iraq war cover-up to towns ravaged by opioids to the roots of our modern immigration crisis, Embedded explores what's been sealed off and undisclosed. NPR's original investigative podcast reveals why these stories and the people behind them matter. Listen to the Embedded podcast, only from NPR.